Friday night, aside from the outcome, would you say that that's as good as you played this season, just in terms of individual performance, what you were setting out to do?
Not necessarily. I mean, I felt like I had a pretty good game. Did a lot of different things that maybe didn't show up in the stat sheet. But had a couple dumb fouls that I probably needed to take out of my game and keep me in the game a little bit longer.
How was it for you just in terms of the number of minutes? Because I noticed it obviously took an increase and had you out there up until that point when you fouled out. It looked like you were going to be playing out the rest of the game.
Right. I mean, this year my minutes aren't – I'm not asked to play a lot of minutes. So in what time I'm there, I usually play pretty aggressive and not worry about foul trouble. But last game, they cut me in for extended minutes, so I got to kind of keep that in mind. And those fouls that I did make, I got to kind of take out of my game so I can play those long minutes like Coach wanted me to. But I felt I'm in good enough condition to play those extra long minutes.
Did that give you confidence in the first half after you picked up your second foul, but Coach decided to stick with you?
Yeah, it really did, because it showed he had confidence in that I wouldn't get my third and get a dumb one, and that he thought I was playing good enough defense on Niang to keep him at bay and try to make him tough on him.
Where do you feel you've gotten better here as the season's been going on?
I feel I got more comfortable in the offense, and I feel I move my feet well. I'm not picking up those the new rule fouls that I maybe was at the beginning of the year, and I feel I'm just getting better in all aspects.
And just as far as the team being able to rally back from what you've dealt with Friday night, just how what's been the mindset here since you've been in practice?
We're hungry. I mean, that was a tough loss. I mean, that's always tough to swallow against those guys in their home court when we thought we had the game in hand. So, I mean, we're back at it the next day, and we're getting ready to play Arkansas Pine Bluff, who's a good team that we're looking at. We're not overlooking them. And as soon as we get back from break, we're coming back for a Big Ten play. So we always got to be ready and keep pushing forward.
And then with Josh, it sounds like he's coming back for you Sunday. Just what type of impact do you feel he's going to be able to provide, and what have you seen from him in practice?
He brings a lot of energy for us, and he can shoot the ball like we always know he could. So he's in really good shape right now. He's been working out every day for the last few weeks. I mean, we're excited to get him back, and hit three-point shooting as well.